Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
What's up? This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Dutcher and Rich. And Rich, what's going on?
Well, if this coronavirus has done anything, it has to force businesses to go into positions that maybe they never would have dreamed being in and try to figure out creative ways to make money. All over the news yesterday, there was one story that you could not escape. I believe it's on the front page of today's Boston Globe, or at least online version. It was all over, I know, WBZ and everywhere else. And that is that the one and only Andy Wong has revolutionized what the Kowloon is going to become. And this is actually pretty genius, to be quite honest. He said that, according to like the report yesterday, was a way to keep it so you could keep people safe and, you know, people aren't going to be allowed at like the restaurants for a while, and that he wants to convert the parking lot of the Kowloon into an old school car hop. You know what I'm talking?
Yeah.
Car hop?
Yeah,
where you got
maybe
like the people. And then possibly put up a giant big screen where they're going to show movies and turn it into like a drive-in theater.
Okay. Is Jimmy Stewart going to have on roller skates?
That's the first thing I thought, Fred.
Roller skating poo poo platter. I love it.
Oh, hey, what we have?
And then Sarge coming up behind him. Hey there. What's up? What's up there, Daddy? Oh, you cruising for a bruising?
Hey, sit on it.
Yeah. That's a classy chassis you got there, kid. You know, hang in there. That's right.
Cool hot rod. Hey. Up your nose with a rubber hose.
So you've got the Kowloon crew hustling. You know, you got
Joe Murray is Joe Murray. By the way, like 90% of Joe Murray's tweets are about how he got the loon takeout.
I know. Like we should go. Okay. Here's the thing. Nick, listening right now, I want you to go through Joe Murray's, Jay Stu's, and Sarge's Twitter accounts, and I want you to count how many times they've mentioned Kowloon over the last 7 days. How many tweets mention Kowloon from each of them? First of all, who's the big winner out of those three? Who mentioned Kowloon the most?
Oh, it's got to be
Sarge? Murray. No, it's Murray.
It's Joe
definitely
Murray.
I don't know.
I don't follow the other two guys.
Definitely Murray. What's the over-under? What's the over-under and how many?
So at least once a day. At least once a day. So you're going at least seven times. And then you got to kind of throw in a couple responses. Like if somebody says something, it's like, yeah, Kowloon's the best. I'm going to go 10 is the over-under.
I'm going to go higher. I say 12 or 13.
Hey, I spilled a milkshake on you. My bad.
Yeah.
you got Sarge. Well, first of all, how great would it be like getting Joe Murray on some skates?
Oh,
get Joe Murray out there.
He's just flying through windows. He's like Winnie the Pooh. Bob Kraft comes in with his collar of his leather jacket up. Hey, sweet wheels.
I could see Joe Murray just being, just walking out and accidentally dropping everything and just going, screw it. And then just leaving. Like the very first attempt, where I just go, screw it, I'm not going to do that.
I'm chewing gum. Well, you have.
Hey, what's your, hey there, it's Sarge here. What's your tail there, Nightingale? Hey, keep it down over there. I know. Your food will be here in a minute. Get bent, you square, or you're going to get a knuckle sandwich.
Do you have 50s lingo?
No, as I think I watched Grease recently.
Jesus.
Summer loving. Hey, see under the bleachers.
Oh, I mean, how great would that be if, like, Sarge and, like, Jay Stu and the whole Callum crew, they did a sing-along Grease? Because apparently Grease is one of the movies that they're going to play. I'm not joking. So
I'm going to bowl tonight.
No, that's the second that's one. That's
yeah,
Grease 2. Okay.
Yeah, the superior one.
Oh, okay.
Who's that guy, the man on the cycle?
What is that? Sure, nothing, Zuko,
come
right?
On,
oh, yeah. Yeah, Zuko.
Come on, tell us about that girl.
Did you get very far?
Summer loving had me at last.
Did you neck? Hey. Did he have a car?
All right, this has to happen. The Callum crew does Grease the musical. It would be the greatest thing ever. Who does Beauty School Dropout? Is that a Joe Murray classic?
Beauty School Dropout. I want to marry you.
Go back to high school.
Yeah, Russo.
Rizzo, I think was her name, not Russo.
Whatever.
All right, we need a total on how many times it gets mentioned. But I mean, this was a big story, it was everywhere. If anything, Kowloon has been a master. Oh, hang on. Oh, this can't be true. Joe Murray just tweeted, "I once sang Beauty School Dropout in the eighth grade play."
Wow. Well, look at him.
So he's done it before. He has done this before.
Okay.
There must have been some light when that went on at his house where it said they're talking about Kowloon. Just turn on the radio.
I put that on. What are we doing?
The loon light.
Now, are they rollerblade or are they
No, they're on roller skates. I mean, come on. They haven't invented rollerblade yet.
Yes, it's a good point.
It's a trip back in time. All right.
Well, he said that apparently he's Andy Wong is going to be asking the Saugus Board of Selectmen for permission this week.
Well, what are they going to say, no?
I know.
They
says no to that? Come on.
They said he'll envision servers on bicycles toting cocktails.
Bicycles? Oh, my God.
Sergeant, get the unicycle. Hey there, I'm trying to keep a little balance here, you knucklehead.
Bicycles, that's much worse.
Toting cocktails and food, plus classic flicks such as Ferris Bueller's Day Off and Grease on a projector. He'll also play a doo-wop soundtrack to nail the throwback atmosphere. I can't wait. This is going to be phenomenal. First of all, it's a legitimately good idea, but the fact that the Kowloon crew is going to find some sort of way to get in on this is going to be the best.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. That's...
All right, what else do you have? So, I mean, this is one of there's one fountain here. There's another one over there and another one in there. So, like, three fountains in the whole place? You could have a baptism in here.
You sure can.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. I was there the night that Nick did that, and I'll never forget him coming back to the table and rolling his eyes like, you will not effing believe what just happened out the other room.
Maybe they should do that. Maybe they should actually open up as a church, the Church of Kowloon. baptisms there.
Brett McMurphy is going to talk to us about college football and the chances of coming back in just a moment.
Boots to asses.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org. App.
Dutcher. My only concern is your condition.
Rich. Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Dutcher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
At 5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Brett McMurphy, he's the Stadium College Football Insider. And he reported on Ohio State, and that led to the suspension of the Urban Meyer and the athletic director, Gene Smith, which I'm sure he's very popular in Columbus. So, Brett McMurphy on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hello, sir.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We are doing well. All right. So as we look, and it looks like Major League Baseball is going to play. It looks like, the NFL is going to play. College football, though, this seems like the least likely of the sports. What are you hearing about that?
Well, it's certainly the most complicated because you've got, multiple different conferences, even the conferences may not have all of their member schools playing. In the Big Ten and SEC, you've got 14 schools. They're spread out over 11 states. The ACC has 15 schools. If you include Notre Dame, they're spread out over 10 states. So there could be real scenarios where some states within the same conference, because of the government or health officials, will not allow either the schools to reopen or the student athletes to compete in football for whatever restrictions they have. And so these conferences are going to have to make a decision if, say 10 of the 14 members can play, do you play without the other four members? If you do, then it's probably a conference-only format. You don't play non-conference games. You have to redo your conference schedules. How many conference games do you play? But the biggest unknown really right now is when would everything start? Everybody's waiting for the all clear, the go signal, if you will. And you may get that at varying times all throughout the country. Just yesterday, the chancellor for the California State University System, which includes three Mountain West schools, also the University of California system, which includes UCLA and Cal, came out and said it's very unlikely they will have on-campus classes in the fall. So what does that mean for those football programs? A few weeks ago, it meant they probably weren't going to play football, but in the last couple weeks, the commissioners and a lot of ADs have told me they've changed their tune on that and said that as long as the student athletes were taking classes online, even if there were no general students on campus, they did not oppose those student athletes playing football. And Mark Emmert said the general student body has to be on class to play. So obviously that can change in the coming weeks, but that's kind of just a few of the difficulties that college football encounters.
That's insane. How much power do the individual conferences have? Because you, I mean, because if the NCAA, like, is it an everybody or nobody situation? Realistically, could you see the NCAA saying, well, listen, if 30% of the schools can't do it, we are just either A, not going to have a season, or B, we are going to move the season?
Well, the biggest misperception about college football is the control of the NCAA. The NCAA runs every sport on a college campus except for football. That's run by the 10 conferences. That's why the college football playoff has nothing to do with the NCAA. Bowl games have nothing to do with the NCAA. So, in essence, the NCAA has no power over college football except for, you know, eligibility issues and different factors like that. So, look, these conferences will determine what they're going to do. And, wow, you know, they may ask for the NCAA's blessing, but the NCAA will not control them. And ultimately, the five Power Five leagues, the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, and SEC will determine if they're going to play football. And I think when we get down to it, I think you're going to see conferences play at different times. They may start seasons a week or two early because of where they are geographically. But it's – look, whatever's happened in the past 5, 10, 50 years in college football, there's one certainty. This season will be like none other in the history of college football.
So the SEC is playing football, I guess we can pretty much say. I mean, if it's by
cash
the conferences.
Wins. Cash yeah. talks.
So, yeah, okay, but, no question, but there was something that was thrown out there a couple of weeks ago. I thought it was a fairly solid plan, and I don't know how much steam this has, how realistic, how much it's being talked about behind the scenes, Brett. But there was a plan of possibly moving the season, the college football season, to start at the end of February, pretty much after the NFL season would ideally be over, and just shift it, and the games would go through May. And that way, more than likely, the plan was that at that point they would hope that they would be able to allow students into stadiums at that point and people would be back on campus. Have you heard any traction from that? And is that still something that they're discussing?
Yeah. The past few weeks I've reported about all the different options, and that was one of them. I reached out to all 130 FBS athletic directors for their thoughts on the different options. And that's one of the options, is playing in the spring. However, I think that's more of a last resort. I think the majority of individuals that will make these decisions, they prefer to play in the fall if they can. But look, if the safety issues and guidelines and all these things, that's the main thing. That's got to be determined so that the health and safety of the student athletes are not compromised. So if those can't be determined, if you can't pull that off in the fall, and your only option is to play in the spring or not play at all, they're going to play in the spring. But as far as waiting until the spring, I talked to Bob Bowlesby, the Big 12 commissioner, last week, and he said, look, if we can get going in the fall, even if we start a couple weeks late, even if we start a month late, he thinks that most people would rather just start in the fall and start playing and play when they can, get as many games in as they can. His big fear is that the virus spikes again when we get to the colder winter months and November, December. But he said, look, we'll deal with that when we get to that point. Some athletic directors have suggested splitting the season over two semesters, where you would actually play some games in the fall, and then you would take a break during the Christmas holidays and then resume the schedule after the break. Yeah, there's a lot of consequences and weird things that would happen with that. But again, and I heard somebody mention it, the number one thing, I mean, look, the health and safety has to be, that's paramount. That's got to be taken care of. But once that's determined and that's not an issue, then yeah, because of the huge financial implications of not playing football, that's why they're going to play football some way, somehow, if they're able to. If that means some of their conference members don't play, if that means some conferences don't play, if that means playing only 10 games, if that means moving the season to February and having the national semifinals and title game around Memorial Day, that's how critical it is to play. Because when I talked to all these athletic directors, one AD summed it up best. He said, look, if we don't play football, we're all bleeped.
Really?
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, too, is that I'm thinking about these schools that are in states like California, where they've said that there's not going to be anyone on campus, and I bet that they're going to err on the side of, and I don't know what the, as you said, it's individual conferences make the decision, but let's say there is a section whose conference has decided we are, do not feel it's safe to play football, but you've got a place like the SEC that is going to continue. Do you see players leaving teams on conferences that aren't playing to go and play for a team that is in a conference that is, and jumping ship so they can be seen, get playing time, et cetera?
Yeah, you're right. So that's one of the unintended consequences of what could happen. If you've got somebody who's got 1 year left, do they transfer to a school that's playing? You know, the NCAA is going to have to make this. One thing the NCAA does control is eligibility. The NCAA will have to make a decision if they're going to allow that. If your school is not playing because of the virus, are you able to transfer to another school and play immediately? Right now, you can't do that. You have to sit out or unless you're a grad transfer. So, yeah, there's several scenarios like that that could happen that's very realistic. Again, Bowlesby and John Swofford of the ACC, they told me if not all of their conference members return, they get the sense that the other league members would go ahead and play without the entire group. Well, if that happens, you know, as far as TV and media rights revenue, do the schools that don't play, do they get a full share even though they're not playing? I had one AD said yes, they would. I had another AD from the same conference say no, they wouldn't. So that's another thing they have to figure out. But you're right. You know, kids transferring for that one season, there's a number of things that are going to come up that we've never dealt with before that, you know, and you ask great questions. As soon as I answer it, I have 10 more questions for myself. So just right. Imagine what these guys are going through.
Yeah. All right, I think the SEC is going to say,
oh,
hey,
no question, Fred.
This is the national championship. Whoever wins the SEC will have a championship game, and that's – but we'll crown them the national champions.
You know what? Every league will do that because of the huge financial implications of not playing. So it's if the health and safety, I keep saying that, but if that's positive, it won't be compromised. You're going to see all these leagues play in kind of a bastardized football season with weird schedules.
Okay, so you know these people behind the scenes at these conferences well. How are they going to stand up there and justify if kids are not allowed or students are not allowed on the campuses, them bringing in student athletes to have to play these games? How will they be able to justify that?
Well, they're going to spin it, but the argument actually for people that do support that is that it's actually a safer environment. If you have only a couple of hundred of students on campus as opposed to, you know, tens of thousands of students, it would be easier to control and monitor the virus and test student athletes and all that. They'd be in a safer environment, if you will. For a lot of these student athletes, they would be in a much, as far as health-wise, safer environment on a college campus with doctors and physicians and strength coaches and everything as compared to their home situations. So that's the way they're spinning it. But you're right. And ADs have told me, look, we're going to take a PR hit. It's not going to be a good look. But if the alternative is playing without the general student bodies on campus and just having the student athletes on campus and taking all the PR hits and all the, well, the payers should be played, and you're going to hear all that noise 24 hours a day. If that's option one and option two is not playing, they're going with option one. There's no doubt about it. And they'll deal with those consequences how they have to.
Yeah, I know. It'd be pretty hypocritical if they didn't play and they pretended that it was, you know, up to the student body because, like you said, they're screwed if they don't play. And, I mean, you know, college athletics, football is, you know, equating that to the general student body is a little ridiculous the way that it's big money right now.
Well, I think that the thing that they're going to have to
Real quickly. So Larry Scott said specifically that for the Pac-12 that the students would have to be on campus. They couldn't just have the student athletes, while other commissioners do not oppose that. However, Larry then told me, look, as long as we have some student athletes on campus, we're fine. Well, I didn't go any further with that, but is some students, is that 100 students? Is that 500? I mean, look, guys, they're going to spend this however they can to play the season.
Wow. They'll have like five kids.
Yeah.
The students are on campus. All right. Yeah. Brett McMurphy from Stadium. He's the college football insider over there. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thanks, guys.
All right. So
we'll be right back. Completely changed my perception of what this season's going to be. I mean, that is, there's no way the SEC doesn't play.
Oh, no.
There's no way none of these schools are going to play. Most of the Power Five conferences have a bunch of people who want to play. And if you don't want to play, fine. You lose money. We're making as much money as we can.
Just get ready for the most embarrassing spin jobs you've ever heard from these guys. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be their lowest hour. Like, all of these people, and you know what? And that's the other thing, too. We'll talk about all this. We'll take a break. I know we got to take a break. But, yeah, I mean, that raises a million questions. He's right.
But I think these SEC schools, if it comes down to it, they'll let kids on campus. I mean, they'll open. And he's right. I mean, a lot of these kids are from really impoverished areas where it's much more dangerous for them to be out where they are than it is to be on a college campus. I mean, that's an interesting way to look at it. All right.
That is insanity that it's safer to be getting tackled and playing football than it is to be home. That's not. You could say one thing or the other, but you can't sell me that that's safer. You just can't.
In terms of the coronavirus, it's safer to be on the campus than it is to be in your neighborhood.
To be home? Among your own students, yes. I get that. I can kind of see where they're coming from.
Right. Safer to be at school than it is at home?
I mean, if you're from an impoverished area where, you know, there's, you know, you forced outside and there's not a lot that you can do about it. I mean, yeah. I mean, being on a college campus where they're going to sanitize everything, and there's, like he said, there's doctors available. I mean, yeah, they are safer. Much safer in some instances. Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes sitting home is not an option. I mean, if your family has to go to work and, you know, or else you're going to lose your home, I would argue that it's better to be on the college campus. All right, here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline. ma.org.
Don't you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
.985 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and I guess the Kowloon has been featured on the news and in newspapers as they are going to. They must have a big ass parking lot.
It's massive.
It's huge.
Okay, so they're going to make it into like an old school doo-wop drive-in where they're going to have people on bikes delivering the food. And so I'm looking at the Toucher and Rich Twitter, and someone says, I saw some network run a story on the Loon last week, but interviewed someone named Dan Wong. Who the F is Dan Wong? So that must be the guy, you know, Andy Wong must be the guy behind the guy.
He's part of the Wong family. I think that Dan Andy's brother? I believe he might be, and I'm sure one of the members of the Kowloon crew will tweet us and let us know. But no, Andy's the one that's friends with all of them. And to be quite honest, I'm not sure what Dan's title is, but yeah, he's done a lot of the PR for this. His name's been a lot all over the place.
We're going to have Dick the Bruiser. He's an old wrestler. He's going to be delivering the food.
I mean, some of these wrestlers need a gig.
Bruno Sammartino, the technician. He was very technical.
Who is that delivering your food? It's the big boss man. The man needs a gig.
It's George the Animal Steel.
Oh, that's just who I want delivering food. You're that guy.
You'll be having turnbuckle.
Oh, man.
For lunch.
But, I mean, it keeps the people there. It keeps them buying food. And it's, yeah. And it's massive, man. It is a massive parking lot.
Yeah. It is. We're going to play Rebel Without a Cause and have all the really overacting. Have you ever seen Rebel Without a Cause?
Yep.
No, I have not.
It's a disaster. The idea that that movie was a hit, I mean, the overacting... And that is, James Dean is like the worst actor of all time. They're just they're like vomiting on themselves.
He only made three movies.
I know, but what a three.
Giant was pretty good. Like, Giant's an all right movie, but you're
is
right.
Is that a Western? Without a Cause.
Yeah, it was filmed out in West Texas, yeah, but the oil industry. Giant was good. And I think East of Eden or something was the other one, or is that the movie with Rosie O'Donnell in the S&M outfit?
That is the one with Rosie O'Donnell in the S&M outfit.
And it was one of those.
Yeah, and you imagine if you're a woman and they're selling a gag that the fatso's got to put on this outfit. And you're like a woman, like, oh, God, here we go. The whole gag is how fat I am.
Well, at least
this is
going to
be
Aykroyd
up on the big screen.
Aykroyd brought the yucks.
Yeah, Aykroyd's so funny. He's so funny. The sledge-o-matic. All right, so we just had a guy.
Hang on, real quick, I feel awful because someone said both of your delivery options are dead. Rest in peace, Big Boss Man. So I guess the two guys we mentioned. No. I'm sorry, Big Boss Man. Rest in peace. Marietta, Georgia native right there. Sorry about that.
Their spirits live on. They'll haunt the Kowloon.
Maybe they will.
I'm Bruno Sammartino. I'm a technical wrestler. The best thing, because when you would used to watch wrestling when you were a kid, they would always, Bruno Sammartino would be like an analyst. And they would say, like, what a technician he was. And you're like, this is all fake. Like, how can you be like a technical fake wrestler?
Somebody said, I love how you guys rattled off only dead wrestlers that will be delivering food. It'll be like the Weekend of Bernie's theme drive-in.
Sergeant Jimmy Stewart are holding up his dead bodies.
We'll just have like, hey, who's that? Well, it's Roddy Piper.
Well, they're in a cemetery. They get caught in a cemetery digging up the bodies.
The druids will bring them to life. The druids from the boneyard match. The union card carrying druids should be there in their doo-wop outfits.
On roller skates. The Undertaker will provide the bodies. He's a dirty Undertaker.
All right, so
he steals them.
Yes, he does. He shouldn't do that. He's a grave robber.
Just the idea. Yeah. But the idea of that is just hysterical. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
It's going to be amazing if that happens. I mean, just...
If?
I mean, listen, I know that, and I'm not joking, they have a lot of power. I mean, they've been there for... So they're, I guess, this week... I guess they're closed this week, but they are lobbying the Saugus Chamber of Commerce to try to get this done. I guess you need some sort of license in order to serve food in a parking lot. The restaurant industry is messed up. But they're going to do that. They want to have a big screen thing out there, and they want it to be 50s theme. And I'm telling you, that is going to be Sarge and Jay. You're telling me Jay or Sarge is not going to do like car hop trivia? He's not going to have, like, I guarantee you, like, like Sarge Bingo Night, he's not going to be part of that.
Yeah, I don't even need to be paid. You can pay me in Saugus wings. No charge for the Sarge.
That's going to be the case. Okay, oh, by the way, I have a disappointment as far as the amount of the tweets that each of them had about Kowloon. This is according to Nick. He said in the last week, the winner was indeed Sarge. Sarge tweeted about Kowloon more than Joe Murray and Jay Stu. And only three tweets in the week from Joe and Jay Stu, but Sarge five times.
Five times in a week?
Five times in a week.
That so that's 11.
What's he saying?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I just picture the Kowloon crew, like, during the hearing. It's going to be like Animal House when they're in front of the committee. Hey, order in the court. I wonder if they are going to go to the hearing for support.
Maybe they
will. Character witnesses.
They're not going to need that. They're not going to need that. Now, he's retweeted a bunch of articles about the Kowloon turning into a car hop. Mm. So that's good. A lot of talk about Becky Lynch getting pregnant. That is hang on. There's an oh, he retweeted Brutus the Barber Beefcake, who tweeted about Kowloon. So Sarge is retweeting a wrestler who tweeted about Kowloon.
Maybe it's a perfect storm.
At Brutus Beefcake. And he tweeted Andy Wong, it's a great idea. I just might have to drive up for some Saugus wings and a job. Kowloon is my favorite place to go to. So there
you maybe
go.
While you're at it, you can give me a little buzz cut. Because it's hard to get a haircut.
He's a barber, that's right.
Yeah. He's a barber. Ha ha, you lost. Now you're going to get a big clump of hair taken out. Steve Lombardi, you're a jobber.
Are you sure that this is only I'm going to question Nick's counting because I'm just a couple days back and he retweeted a Happy Mother's Day announcement from the Kowloon restaurant. And it's got the Wong family. It says Happy Mother's Day to the Royal Wong mother. And it's got like her and it's got the whole family. So, I mean, he's all over the loon here.
All right, Dan, what do you got?
I get Nick. The heart rate of Nick has been highest at this point this morning with that one request than it has been for about 8 weeks now. So I said,
Nick, there's a lot of pressure on him to count.
Yeah, I said to him through the intercom, the talkback, I said, I didn't mean to wake you, but could you look for tweets between those guys? And he's like, how many days? I'm like, the last 7 days. You would think that I had just asked him to put out a fire.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, he has to count.
running around and...
Exactly. It's so tough that he has to go and count.
Shock to the system. That's what it was.
Yes. I mean, it was too much. I mean, you're asking an awful lot of the kid. I mean, while he's running Twitch, you know, with no one in the studio, it could be a bit of an issue. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on him. There's no question about it. Yeah, no, that's...
His middle finger still works. Thanks.
Yeah, well, you know, he doesn't like being talked about like that. You were covered in your own scat.
Feel the pain.
Your fiance walked in and she said, pee you.
You'll probably have a ton of bruises and stuff.
You were covered in your own scat. Every time you play that, I just think of Robert Kraft snapping his fingers.
Radio RKK. What's up, baby?
That's cool with me.
That's cool with me. Just walking around with the leather collar popped up. Just, you know, what's up, daddy-o?
Do you think they'll do the Kowloon, like, you know, the wrestlers do the Kowloon comedy, that they'll do that where you can pull up your cars and watch the wrestlers do the comedy up at the front? Like, they'll still be able to continue that?
They'll be censoring Lemmy Bruce. The cops will keep coming. Take my wife, please.
This is
guy. Annie Youngman. Take my wife, for instance.
Okay, all right, enough. This is, hang on. 60s stand-up Chase Stu? Is that what this is? Catskills 60s comedian stand-up Chase Stu?
Catskills Chase Stu.
Catskills Chase Stu, okay. Jackie Mason Chase Stu.
Yeah, I'd like to be a bicycle seat.
No, that's not how it goes. That's not how it goes.
I think that's wrong. That's,
be the ball. Be the ball. If I could be a piece of sporting equipment, it'd be a women's bicycle seat.
Yeah, I like to chop it down. I got my notes.
Yes.
I spiff it up. Just give it, I can tighten it up for you. Too much verbiage before
asses.
The punchline.
Somebody just tweeted this.
I'll tag it.
Sarge, walk.
I'll tag the joke.
Walk around the parking lot, seeing what people are eating. It said cue xylophone music.
Uh-huh.
Oh, everyone's losing their
Our
mind.
Summer has been saved.
Yes,
thanks
indeed.
To Kowloon, I think.
And if they're open, we can send Nick. I mean, he can go. I mean, if they're open, I mean, why not? I mean, Nick can go and see the, Hardy just texted me, Cats kills Jay's too, in that it's cats, and he's killing them.
That's kills.
Cats kills Jay's too.
It's him chasing the cat or slowly sneaking up on him.
Here, kitty, kitty. How about a can of tuna? Psych. One last nibble before it ends. All right. Very good. On the way, we have a young baseball writer, Chris Cotillo. He's going to talk to us about the future of Major League Baseball. It looks like they are going to get underway. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
They need to get permission of politicians. They need to get the permission governors, like TJ Quinn from ESPN has reported. Rob Manfred has called all the governors in the states where baseball plays, trying to get them to be on board. And something like that is really, really difficult to do, considering we don't know what the spread of the coronavirus is going to look like. On top of that, when you're playing in home stadiums, as opposed to just one location, like they could have in the Arizona plan or Arizona and Texas and Florida, you're traveling. And when you're traveling, you are exposing yourself. And when you're exposing yourself to potentially catching the virus, again, that goes back to the health and safety issues.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. It certainly seems that baseball is going to resume sooner than later. In fact, Arizona has said starting on Friday, feel free to play here.
What was amazing is that within 30 minutes of them announcing that, 30 minutes beforehand, the state of California basically said, we're not going to have anything until at least August.
and they the universities said that there weren't going to be any you know, on student campus attendance until the next semester. So it was weird hearing those two stories come out at almost the exact same time, although maybe one was an FU response, middle finger to the other one, seeing that I believe Arizona was after California's, which probably could have been the case.
Yeah, I don't know the huge concern about having baseball players without fans, but I don't know why Los Angeles or why California would say that they don't want that. I mean, it's a very limited amount of people, but Chris Cotillo, Cotillo is the Red Sox beat writer for MassLive.com. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Chris, hello.
How are you guys?
We are doing well. So it does seem that baseball is going to play. Do you have any doubt that that's going to be the case?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of doubt right now, just because there seems to be, you know, a war coming between the Players Association and the league in the next few days. The players really don't like this revenue sharing proposal, which is, you know, complicated and not easy to get through and read, but it seems like it's a huge issue. The players view it as a salary cap. They're already taking, you know, a 50% pay cut to play this season based on the number of games they're projected to be. And it wasn't something that was brought up in the negotiations on day one yesterday, but as they go on this week, you know, the Players Association is going to wage war here. And yeah, I think a lot of people, Jeff Passan's been on top of this at ESPN, saying that the season hangs in the balance. You know, it's basically now comes down to a labor agreement, you know, on top of all these public safety concerns. And if those weren't too much to handle, then that could put this over the edge and at least delay the process a little bit. So, yeah, there's still a little bit of worry. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that games are going to be played, but out of all the major sports, they're definitely the closest to returning.
Hearing the side of the players, it almost sounds as if the way they're saying it, that there was no addressing of any kind of safety protocols. Is that true, or are they embellishing a little bit?
You know, I'm not sure. I saw a lot of different things that came out about the meeting yesterday, and I think it was just like 2.5 hours where they kind of started feeling each other out and presented that first formal proposal over Zoom or whatever, Skype, however they did it, because obviously these things aren't happening in person, which might complicate it. But, you know, the players, for them, the safety is a huge concern. You know, we heard from two players last week. Alex Verdugo, the Red Sox outfielder, was on a conference call with the beat. And then I had Colin McHugh on our podcast at Mass Live, and Colin was really interesting, saying they can't make this mandatory for players. There's too many safety concerns. There's too many, you know, people who have underlying conditions. There's players with family members who have underlying conditions. And for them, you know, it makes it really hard to say, you know, you have to come, potentially leave your family for a little bit, travel, potentially expose yourself to something that we don't know where it's going to be. You're going to be in different parts of the country, and, you know, your livelihood's on the line. So there's kind of this pushback within the Players Association that these guys don't want to think of this as mandatory. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see players, especially ones who are on the real conservative side wanting to play, sitting out this season. I don't know if it's going to be a large number. I don't think it will be, but players need that guarantee of safety. I think that's first and foremost. And then you throw the salary and pay reduction wrinkle onto the top of it, and it just makes things even worse.
So if I'm a player, I'm willing to sacrifice. If I'm a player who's, you know, an average guy, and I have a salary, I haven't, you know, I'm not, you know, set for life, you think that those guys are going to not play because they're concerned with Corona?
I think it's possible. I think if you're a guy, you got to pull out, you know, the pro and con list and mark down what you have to, you know, think about. I think it's really important that you look at, you know, is this safe for me and my family? But at the same time, is my career going to be on the line if I don't go play? You know, I think that's something that these guys are all, you know, concerned about. And I wonder on the high end, if these guys have already made hundreds of millions in their career, does that, you know, change the decision for them? Maybe they feel like they're already financially set enough where they don't need to play the season. But at the same time, if you're a guy who's 26, 27 and making some of the most money you're ever making, you don't want to miss a year in your prime and then potentially be blackballed for sitting out. So it's a really complex issue. It's not even something I thought about, but I think the assumption, and the wrong assumption based on the players that we've heard from in the last couple of weeks, is that Major League Baseball is just going to, you know, as soon as they say we're going to hold the season, the players are just going to report and play with no questions. So I don't think that's correct. I think there's a lot of give and take on both sides.
So where do you imagine this going? Like, because I know that the proposal yesterday is, is that, what was it, the first week of July is when they imagine actual games to start without fans. Is that realistic? And how do you see, like, where they're playing and everything else shaking out if there's an instance where there's a state that doesn't allow any kind of gatherings of more than, like, I mean, I know, like, Illinois, there was a little bit of an issue. And, like, where? How do you see all that panning out?
Yeah, well, I think on that question, you know, the default is going to be the spring training sites. Each team does have their backup. The Red Sox can go play at JetBlue Park if, you know, things are not safe here in Massachusetts. If you're the White Sox, you can go play in Arizona. Same with the Cubs, things like that. You know, it seems like the Blue Jays are going to have to play in Dunedin, which is kind of funny that they're the team that, I think in the Associated Press article yesterday, they said they're maybe the most likely team to do that because of the restrictions in Canada, and they probably have the worst spring training stadium and out of all 30 teams. So that
where the hell is Dunedin? I've never heard. I lived in Florida. I lived there for 4 years, and I've more than four years. I've never heard of that city. That's,
well, it's gonna be a hot spot for baseball apparently in 2020. So we're all gonna get used to it. But I think those are options. Teams playing in other teams' ballparks and, you know, neutral site games, and I think everything's gonna be on the table. But at this point, the goal and the best case scenario is mid-June for spring training. Spring training could, or training camp, or whatever you want to call it, could be held at teams' home cities. They could be held at spring training sites. It could be held at neutral sites. Wherever they can find a place where there's enough room to play and it's safe to do so, that's where they're going to train. And then the season starting in July and in as many home ballparks as possible. Obviously, you know, we're still right in the thick of things here, so I don't know if Fenway is going to be a possibility early on. But one thing that's certain is that there will be no fans anywhere, at least to start the summer.
All right, Chris Cotillo, I read this story about you the other day, and this is kind of massive. So you, a couple of, I don't even know how far into this quarantine thing you started doing this, but you started auctioning off some of your own items for charity, and can you kind of tell what ended up happening? This became something that was more than just, hey, I'm going to raise, you know, a couple $100s. This kind of blew up, didn't it?
Yeah, I think wilder than I would have ever expected. You know, I think for me, it was just I was sitting, I'm back at my parents, hanging out with them for the duration of this. So I'm back at my childhood home in Central Mass and was just like thinking one night, well, I kind of have a lot of autographs and memorabilia in the closet that I got when I was 14, 15, which is, you know, 10, 11 years ago. And I don't look at it, really. It's all in a binder. And I thought maybe if I started auctioning this stuff off on Twitter, there'd be a market for it and people would want it. So I put a couple baseball, signed baseball cards up the first night, and with all proceeds going to the Greater Boston Food Bank. And people really got involved in that first night. I raised like $550. And I thought to myself, you know, I have a ton of stuff here. This could really take off. And from there, it just, you know, exponentially grew. It was a lot of my stuff that people bid on, and a lot of stuff that a lot of people in baseball were donating. Alex Cora got involved and signed some shoes and donated them. The Red Sox, Nesson.
Real quick. You're selling yourself short here. First of all, it was $57,000 that you've raised, which is insane. And I don't know if it's more since then. But the second thing is that the Alex Cora story, it's more than just him. Shoes, as a matter of fact, Fred. It's more than just him donating shoes. How did you find out that Alex Cora, how did you come about Alex Cora donating those shoes?
Yeah, he actually bid on an item. So that was that was kind of a crazy, he tweeted it to me and then texted me and said, hey, let's sweeten the pot and let's throw those in. And from there, it kind of started a movement. So
He lost that bid. Somebody outbid him for the card.
He was bidding on Jason Veritek signed card, which I thought was unfair because he could just text him and get one because they were teammates and he was on the coaching staff. But then Alex decided to sweeten the pot and donate his own shoes. And I think those went for, you know, $1,500. So it was simple. Someone would donate an item. I would, you know, surf the web for a good charity that I'd want to donate to. And we ended up raising like $57,000 for more than 35 charities across the country, mostly food banks. And it really got people involved. So I lost a few hundred Twitter followers over it, which I'm not that bitter about. I think it was worth it. But because I was just an auctioneer on Twitter and doing that almost exclusively for the last month. But it was really fun. And it's over now. But honestly, one of the most rewarding stretches of my life. I think I would have never expected it would have taken off like that. And I'm just happy to be the middleman in all of it and get a lot of money in the pockets of some really worthy causes.
But now that it's all done, is there anything you're pissed off that you actually auctioned off that you're like, damn it, I should have kept that one?
Yeah, I had a card that Mike Trout signed for me in like his rookie year at Fenway. So I was in high school. That's just to make everybody else on the show feel old. But I was at Fenway for his rookie year, and he signed a card for me. And I was holding off as long as I could and seeing it in the binder. And then one night the bidding was just outrageous, so I put it up. A lot of controversy there at the end, but the final bid was for $1,310 because it beat $1,300 by $10, which was a cause of controversy. So $1,310 to the Orange County Food Bank in Anaheim. So I think when you do the math there and you look at it, you can't keep that card and keep $1,300 away from a food bank at this point. I mean, it's something that I would not feel good about. So there's a couple things I kept. I have an Ortiz that I kept and a couple guys that, you know, my dad really liked Fred Lynn and Jim Rice and those kind of guys because we had multiples of those that already went. So, but in general, not too many, but it's my mom kept saying, yeah, you're going to have a son someday. He's going to ask where all the autographs went. And at that point, we're going to have to buy them all back, I guess. But now.
I got to start auctioning off my Garbage Pail Kids, seeing how much money I can get for them.
But are they signed? That's the thing.
Yes, people were
bidding crazy on some crazy stuff. And we had some great guys from 98.5 and Beatle, Sean McElroy donated some stuff that ended up they pitched in about $5,000 between the two of them. So it was a team effort. I was just the guy behind the scenes with the spreadsheet. So happy to be a part of it.
I'll tell you what, the captain, he'll blow your mind. Well, listen, Cora, we found out, is very cheap because he got outbid on something. Chris Cotillo, thank you so much. Congratulations on the philanthropic endeavors that you have been a part of. That's very kind of you. And look forward to baseball hopefully starting and reading your coverage on MassLive.com. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we appreciate it. I got an email this morning that was a survey about the YMCA reopening, and they said, as we prepare to reopen. So I don't know what they would open there. I mean, obviously not the gym, but I mean, it sounds like they're opening, at least partially.
Or the pool. Like, are pools going to be open?
I would guess not. But, you know, there's a lot of after-school programs. I know there's no school, but there's a lot of people that depend on the Y. And I wonder if they would consider that, you know, sort of essential. It's interesting because, again, a lot of people depend on that for childcare or what have you. All right. We will be back in just a moment. And ravishing Rick Rude. I'm looking at a picture of him right now, and he was indeed ravishing. All right, so we'll be back in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Don't be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
They need to get the permission of politicians. They need to get the permission. Governors like TJ Quinn from ESPN has reported. Rob Manfred has called all the governors in the states where baseball plays, trying to get them to be on board. And something like that is really, really difficult to do, considering we don't know what the spread of the coronavirus is going to look like. On top of that, when you're playing in home stadiums, as opposed to just one location, like they could have in the Arizona plan or Arizona and Texas and Florida, you're traveling. And when you're traveling, you are exposing yourself. And when you're exposing yourself to potentially catching the virus, again, that goes back to the health and safety issues.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. It certainly seems that baseball is going to resume sooner than later. In fact, Arizona has said starting on Friday, feel free to play here.
What was amazing is that within 30 minutes of them announcing that, 30 minutes beforehand, the state of California basically said, we're not going to have anything until at least August. And the universities said that there weren't going to be any on student campus attendance until the next semester. So it was weird hearing those two stories come out at almost the exact same time, although maybe one was an FU response middle finger to the other one, seeing that I believe Arizona was after California's, which probably could have been the case.
Yeah, I don't know the huge concern about having baseball players without fans, but I don't know why Los Angeles or why California would say that they don't want that. I mean,
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit Flutie Foundation.org to get involved.